two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Welcome back in to Cougar Sports Saturday. It's Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte. Big thanks to Ty Haas for hopping onto the program, kind of setting the stage for BYU and Pepperdine tonight. It's a good game, folks. Don't underestimate these teams simply because of the brand. Don't fall victim to the college football playoff line of thought of, oh, just because of their brand name, that means they're a good team. Like Pepperdine, even though they're 6-6. They are capable. They're talented. Unlike Portland, who really wasn't that talented. Even they had some guys, though. They were halfway decent. They beat a Pac-12 team this year. Pepperdine will be a good test for BYU. How are you feeling about tonight's game, Matt?
I'm feeling like BYU is going to win comfortably by 10-plus. I think Pepperdine is talented, but BYU is a really good defensive team, as Tyler Haas talked about, and the Wave's current coach, Lorenzo Romar. He's 0-5. All time against the Cougars, their last time out, BYU won by 17. I think that 58-point second half against Portland, they're going to ride that wave, the Pepperdine wave, to a win, Mitch.
A lot of you have been voting on the KSL Sports poll today, and the question that we asked, and we posed it to Ty as well, is this the year that BYU basketball runs the table in WCC play besides the Gonzaga game? 63% of you say yes, 37% say no. Ken Pomeroy right now believes BYU will run the table. He's projecting BYU to win all their games between now and that regular season finale against Gonzaga. And as you heard, Matt, from Tyler Haas, he believes that if BYU wants to be securely an at-large team, because I think that's got to be the goal when you're in a conference with Gonzaga, you know they're probably going to win the thing. It is what it is. But you got to be number two, and in order to secure that spot, you probably got to run the table. And I think that
that's ridiculous. Sorry to cut you off, but I think that's ridiculous. If you look at BYU's resume, they're up to the 27th in the net ranking. Their losses are against teams that have had outstanding seasons. Boise State's a top 15 team. Gonzaga's number one in the country. USC, I mean, that was an early game. I think if that game were to be played now, BYU could win that. It's just preposterous to me that if BYU were to lose one WCC game besides Gonzaga, they can't get in? Their resume is good enough that they could, in my opinion, slip up one time and then lose to Gonzaga. And that's just dumb. That's college basketball favoritism. And if you look at Kansas, they're in the top 20. They have four losses. They're 10-4. I mean, it's bothering me that that's the narrative here with BYU, because this team, metric wise and the resume, is, in my opinion, deserving of top 25, and they should get into the tournament even if they lose to Pepperdine tonight.
Well, I think that it depends on which game it is. I don't think you can lose any game at home, even against the San Francisco and St. Mary's, because playing those teams at home constitutes as a quad two opponent. Now, the wins that they had last weekend on the road, because it was a road venue, there's more, you know, it's heightened value, if you will, made it a quadrant one victory. But at home, it'd be quad two. And that's what makes it difficult. It's just that, you know, these brands in the WCC, for whatever reason, they don't get the benefit of the doubt. They don't get the praise. I mean, this is a good conference. The growth of the WCC has been impressive, I will say, because there was a time, I think, you know, during shortly after Ty Haas' time at BYU, I thought to myself, man, this is just wash, rinse, repeat. It's the same thing. And it kind of still is to an extent. But the change has been that we've seen a lot more talent coming into the league. I think there's better coaching. I think there's more commitment from these WCC programs. And, I mean, it's the type of league that on any given year you could probably get three teams in the dance. I don't think that's the case this year. But last year it was definitely the case. I mean, all three, Gonzaga, BYU, and St. Mary's were going to be what, single-digit seeded teams? I mean, that's a good league to be in if you're not in a power conference. So I just think that, you know, BYU, to make sure to not give any ammunition for the selection committee to give them a reason to bounce them, they got to win out between now and February 27th, in my opinion. I'm with Ty Haas on this. I think that they have to run the table the rest of the way out, because – do not give the committee any sort of ammunition to say, well, you know, you got five quad one wins. Right now they got four, but, you know, whatever it ends up being. But you lost to San Diego on the road. Just don't give them that. Remember last year, had they lost that game at San Diego, we would have probably been talking about them out of the tournament. But they had that alley-oop to Yoli, and it kind of saved the season. We all talk about the Gonzaga win, but it was that San Diego win that – it was, the season was on the brink had they lost at San Diego. One game. That's all it takes to sink tournament chances when you're in the WCC. And with
that's
the
ridiculous. With that's the my uneven whole point. Schedules, that's ridiculous.
Matt, with the uneven schedules, I think they have to run the table the rest of the way.
BYU's played one of the best schedules in the country up to this point.
I'm with you, man. Like, I feel you, man. Like, it's just it is frustrating. BYU, though, to their credit, they do have a good resume to this point. You know, they
great resume.
Their only losses are to USC, who I believe has only lost three games, and Boise State has only lost one, and that one loss was to Houston, who's in the top six of the rankings, and then, of course, the Zags, who's the number one team in the country. So BYU has taken care of business every way possible. And credit to Mark Pope, too. It's amazing kind of the forecasting he and Nick Robinson do with the scheduling, because they forecasted, like, Boise State, going to be really good. Like, we got to get them back on the schedule. Like, they've done a great job with figuring out who are going to be the good net ranking teams, and it's worked out nicely to where BYU's non-conference schedule looks really good. That win over St. John's is still a quality win. It's nice how those guys have projected teams well, and those teams have lived up to their end so far, and it's worked out to be a good resume so far for BYU.
All right, we got to take a break here on Cougar Sports Saturday. On the other side, we'll continue breaking down this game tonight against Pepperdine with the three-pointer, and then we'll have a little two-minute drill, just a couple news and notes around BYU sports to wrap up the show. So don't go anywhere. More to go here on Cougar Sports Saturday, powered by KSLSports.com.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.